This is KCUR 89.3. The young classical musicians who study at Park University's International Center for Music have been winning prestigious awards, but they haven't always had the best place to perform. That has begun to change. KCUR's Julie Denechet visited the 1900 building to see how it's working out for performances away from Park's campus.
The 1900 building is the striking white building with its curved facade and modernist columns at the corner of State Line Road and Brush Creek Parkway. It's quietly iconic for something that's been basically an office building for decades. It was built in 1966 for H.D. Lee Jeans. But today, violinist David Radzinski and pianist Lolita Lisowska-Savich are intensely rehearsing a work by Johannes Brahms that they'll soon be performing.
Now here we can do a different color.
I will not be rushing here, so wait for me.
You're Russian, but you won't be rushing.
Radzinski is concertmaster of the Israel Philharmonic, but several years ago he spent time at Park University's International Center for Music. Radzinski is one of several students who've launched impressive music careers since the school started just 15 years ago.
Something is going right with the school. I mean, I think already the achievements that they've managed to have here is pretty incredible considering how young the school is.
Now, he's one of the youngest violinists to lead a major international orchestra. Radzinski says his training with Park's violin studio head, Ben Sayevich, gave him the confidence to take on his ambitious new post.
Honestly, when I came to study with Ben, I could play the violin. I was 25. I had all the basic training and the technique that I needed. I just didn't know how to utilize it properly. And Ben, the thing that I would say that I learned from him the most was how to practice.
Until recently, International Center for Music's concerts were held on the Park University campus at Graham Tyler Memorial Chapel, right near a busy railroad track. Radzinski says he has fond memories of performing in Parkville as a student, but the new space solves a huge problem.
One of the biggest advantages is you don't have a train that comes every 15 minutes to ruin your beautiful moment. You know, you're playing, and then all of a sudden, brr, brr. Oh my God. How many beautiful moments have been ruined by that train? I can't even begin
every
to tell.
Every time. Every concert.
Every time.
No exception.
Roger Kugler is a school's director. He says their new partnership with the 1900 building started slowly, but it's been so successful that they'll be having even more concerts there next season. The relationship brings yet another advantage, reaching larger Kansas City audiences. Kugler says for some at least, driving to a concert in Parkville is just too far.
There's a kind of a hesitancy. I sometimes fear that people in the Kansas City metro area look at a bridge that goes north across the river and think that if they go the other side, they can see Canada from there. So it's been a blessing to have this venue.
How you doing? What's going on? Welcome. What do you know? Wow. Life is good?
Yeah. David's playing.
Yeah.
Now it's showtime, and Stephen Carbank is welcoming guests. He's the chairman of Carbank Real Estate Company, a business started by his father in 1950. When the company decided to rehab the building, it was Carbank's idea to include performance spaces. The building includes two concert halls. The bigger one seats 300 people. There's also a new restaurant.
I need to buy a ticket, please.
Carbank's family has deep ties to the classical music community in town. He also co-chairs the International Center for Music's Advisory Council. Carbank says he saw a gap in the local music scene, one that he wanted to fill.
We felt that there was a dearth of small-scale musical venues. The location of the 1900 building seemed to be the perfect place to build those small venues.
Carbank says it's world-class faculty that helps draw accomplished students. Now, with the two performance spaces completed, Carbank says having these new stages for the school's musicians is a win for all involved.
Having the concert series here is a testament to the quality of their musicianship. It's the intensity of their playing, the musicality. They're all very different players. That they now have a place where they can do it is especially gratifying to those of us at the 1900 building.
Meanwhile, Roger Kugler says the new performance space will allow more Kansas Cityans to hear the next generation of rising classical musicians. And when distinguished alumni like David Radzinski come back, they will no longer have to worry about competing with a train. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denishay.
Park University's International Center for Music has two performances at the 1900 building next month.